WPGW, AM and FM, Portland.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. It is tournament softball time here on WPGW Portland. We are at Fairview High School, just outside of Sherwood, Ohio, and a long drive up here for Fort Recovery today. The Fort Recovery Indians and the Apaches of Fairview High School playing here at Fairview. Nice facility on a nice sunny day. Yesterday was just too stormy to even chance playing, but today looks perfect. There's no chance of rain until after midnight, I'm told. We're going to have a chance to play some softball today. Fort Recovery comes in here today with a record of 10 wins, 12 losses, and the Fairview Apaches are an even 9-9. So this looks to be a good matchup today, and we're looking forward to bringing it to you. We will be back with a look at the starting lineups, and we will get this game going here in just a couple of minutes on J Country 101 WPGW Portland, Indiana. The Fort Recovery Lumber Company's goal is to make the building process as easy as possible for you from start to finish. The Fort Recovery Lumber Company has developed a website specifically for pole buildings to better suit you. Get an estimate, learn about the building process, view options for building materials, view finished products, and so much more. Go online to frlbuildings.com or stop by the Fort Recovery Lumber Company on Wabash Road and look over the many building options they have available.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. It's your land and your legacy, and there's so much riding on your crops, your soil management choices are deeply personal, too. K&L Tractor stocks a variety of Great Plains tillage solutions that put your vision to work. Whatever approach you take, vertical, conventional, or hybrid, you can trust the cutting-edge technology and consistent, field-tested performance you'll find across Great Plains' entire soil management line. K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L is your source for Salford BBI spreaders, the toughest, most accurate spreaders available. Spread chicken litter and lime up to 60 feet with the Endurance, designed especially for the poultry growers. Or spread fertilizer up to 120 feet with the Magna Spread. Whatever your application goals, the team at K&L can help you find a pool type or truck-mounted Salford spreader to boost your crops. K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, this is Amanda Segers with Fort Recovery Insurance. Farmers understand the risks of farm life, and at Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we understand those risks too. If your life and business is farming, let us help make sure you're protected from the risks you face in a way that fits your budget. And if you have a claim, we'll be here to bring you inside the fort. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency. Call us at 419-375-4181.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond, our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Back here in Sherwood, Ohio, where today the Fort Recovery Lady Indians about to take on the Fairview Apaches from nearby Sherwood. As we said, Fort Recovery comes in at 10-12 and Fairview at 9-9. Leading off for the Indians here in the first inning, center fielder Emma Will. And batting second will be Ava Greasy, the second baseman. Batting third, down to third base, is Ella Shane. Pitching and batting fourth is Jenna Homan. Batting fifth, the shortstop, Callie Wendell. Batting sixth is the catcher, Kylie Post. Batting seventh is the first baseman, Brittany Tebby. Batting eighth is Kayla Heitkamp, the right fielder. And batting ninth in left field is Alexis Greasy. Here we go. We are ready for the first pitch. Stepping in is the first hitter, and that is Emma Will, and she takes strike one. We are just underway. It is breezy. The wind is blowing in today. It's a pretty good breeze, not what I would call a hard wind, but it is a bit breezy. Here's the pitch. It's inside 1-1 as we get underway here, pretty much right on time. Pitching today for Fairview is Sydney Merritt. She is a right-hander. 1-1 is the count. Here's a swing and a miss. by Emma Will. These two teams have not played each other, and so it's kind of hard to match them up. They're so far apart that they really don't know each other. This is just a chance to go out and play. There's strike three called. Strike three looking, and so Emma Will goes down. Ava Greasy will come up next for the Lady Indians. She's playing down at second base, one of the Greasy sisters who has been so successful this season for the Fort Recovery Indians. And here's the first pitch to her, and that is a ball, ball one. We're just underway, top of the first inning here in Sherwood, or just north of Sherwood, Ohio. Pretty good hike up here, not far from Paulding. And here's the pitch, and that is low, and it's 2-0. Nobody on, one out here, top of the first inning. Right-hander Sydney Merritt pitching. And here's a hit down to the third baseman. Drops it, picks it up. Long throw in time, though. Recovered nice and was able to make the throw. So quickly two out. That on the ground out. Greasy is retired. And now here's Ella Shane, the number three hitter in the Indian lineup. Stands in right-handed. Nobody on. Two out here, top of the first inning. And the first pitch is a ball low and inside. 1-0. Key to a game like this is getting an early lead and then playing good defense. Here's a pitch that is fouled back to the screen, and we are just right outside the screen, so you shouldn't have a hard time hearing things from the umpire today because he's only about 20 feet away from us. But we've got a great view here at Fairview. Here comes the 1-1 pitch, and that is hacked foul and well foul. Makes it a 1-2 count on Ella Shane. Shane standing in now, count of a ball and two strikes. Two out, nobody on here in the top of the first. Merritt looks in, fires that, rolls up there. Way too low, and it's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two out, nobody on here in the top of the first inning. And now they wait because returning another ball, I think, or ball had gotten away. Yeah, it's being returned is what it was. All right, 2-2 is the count. Shane stands back in. She lines that out to the shortstop, bobbles it, cannot make the play, and Shane is going to be on. That was a rocket that was hit out there. We'll give her a single because that just really ate the shortstop alive. So down at first base is Ella Shane with two out, and that'll bring up Jenna Holman. Jenna Holman will stand in right-handed. Sydney Merritt on the mound. Down at first is Ella Shane. This hit down foul down the third baseline. Indians already are finding out where these pitches are and are swinging. Usually it's hard when you've never seen this pitcher before to try and figure her out. Here's the 0-1, and that's low. And they bluff a throw down to first, nobody moving. It's 1-1. Callie Wendell is on deck for the Indians. We're in the top of the first, no score. Runner at first with two out. Here's the pitch, and that is hit right back to the pitcher. Easy play, toss to first, and that is the end of the first inning. So the Indians get a hit. They leave one aboard. In the middle of the first inning, it is Fort Recovery nothing, and the Fairview Apaches, they are coming up next here on J Country 101.
Promotion from within the company is huge, and it's very much supported by the owners.
At Cooper Farms, we value hard work and dedication toward bettering yourself, and we reward that. We know that our team members are the key to our success.
We offer them classes. We help them try to get to that next level. We want them to learn. The people are our asset.
Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Your home is your biggest investment, and at the St. Henry Bank, we can show you how you can make the equity you've built up in your home work for you. With a home equity loan from the St. Henry Bank, you can use the money to make your home improvements, consolidate credit card debt, pay for college, take that dream vacation you've always wanted. The St. Henry Bank helps you unlock endless possibilities. Stop in and see us today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And we move to the bottom of the first inning. Fort Recovery got a hit but could not move anybody, and so it's nothing-nothing as the Apaches of Fairview High School will come up. And leading things off for Fairview will be Kayla Mavis, second baseman. She'll be followed by Brooklyn Sims, who plays down at first base. And then Courtney Grinnell, the shortstop, she will be the third hitter. And going for the Indians on the mound today, it is Jenna Holman, looking to get her team moved on in the tournament. The winner of this game will advance to Friday's contest at Wayne Trace. It'll be a 5 o'clock game on Friday if the Indians win. And we plan to be there if that happens. All right, here's Holman, and she winds in her first pitch. Swing and a miss, strike one. Nice fastball. Mavis stands in here, right-handed batter. Pretty young team, I'm told. I was talking to Kayla Dumeyer, the head coach, or Caitlin Dumeyer. Here's a grounder, slow out to second, picked up, thrown, and made it. Yep, got the out there. So that goes 4-3 for the first out as Mavis is retired. Brooklyn Sims will now come up. She is the left fielder. Decent play out there by the second baseman, which is Ava Greasy. And she's going to stand in left-handed. Let's see if she's a slap hitter. Lefties usually try that. Stands in there. Here is Sims. And she takes it. It's high outside. Ball one. The defense was coming in from third and short, thinking that she might be a slap hitter or try to lay down a bunt. Left-handed hitter, right-handed pitcher. Here it comes to Sims on the 1-0 count. We're in the bottom of the first, no score. The pitch, that is a swing and a miss. She was trying to slap it down to third baseline, didn't get it. It's 1-1. A ball and a strike, one out, nobody aboard here in the bottom of inning number one. Holman comes right back to the plate. Here's her pitch. And that is slapped out to the shortstop. Up throw. Got her. Nicely done out there defensively. Good move in there. And it was made in there by Callie Wendell. So play goes 6-3, and that's the second out of the inning. And it brings up Courtney Grinnell, the shortstop for Fairview. Right-handed hitter. Holman's first pitch to her is high and away for a ball, 1-0. Nice, comfortable afternoon here. Probably high 70s temperature-wise. No one's complaining about the weather today, I can tell you that. Here's Holman's 1-0 pitch. Swung on and hit, well, foul tipped into the catcher's glove. Evens a count at 1-1. A ball and a strike. Nobody on and two outs here in the bottom of the first inning. Holman winds, fires. That is popped foul. First baseman can't get to it in time. Just off the end of the bat, she made a valiant try, just couldn't get to it. So the count is a ball and two strikes. 1-2 on Courtney Grinnell. Shortstop for the Fairview Apaches. Holman winds. Here comes her pitch. Slow one, and it fooled her, and she swings through it. Gets the swinging strike for strike three. Three up and three down here in the first inning. And at the end of one inning, it's Fort Recovery nothing and Fairview nothing on J Country 101.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Have you been limping by with an outdated manure spreader? Archway released the new X-Series models in both a 700 and 900 cubic foot capacity. These rugged boxes feature the best spread pattern in the industry, along with a limited lifetime warranty on the apron chain. A guillotine-style slop gate and flared sides make for easy loading. Pair with flotation tires or advanced scales for efficient spreading in your field. Get in on the action. Contact us at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery to start farming Archway today.
Conquer whatever tasks lie ahead with a Case IH Maxim tractor from Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery. Thanks to multiple engine horsepower and transmission choices, plus great options, you'll be able to handle anything from tending livestock to roadside mowing. But even as different as each Case IH Maxim tractor can be, there's one thing that makes them all the same, and that's their exclusive efficient power and proven SCR technology for greater fuel efficiency and lower emissions. See Hull Brothers about the Case IH Maxim tractor today.
First pitch to Callie Wendell, leading off the second for Fort Recovery, is outside for a ball, 1-0. No score. We're in inning number two. Merritt pitches, and this one's low. It was on the corner. Strike one, 1-1. Wendell stands in, right-handed hitter. Here's Merritt's pitch. Swings and misses on a low one, but it goes 1-2. This is the kind of even matchup where a run or two early could stand up possibly the whole game. Whoever scores early is going to have a real advantage. Here's a pitch that is chopped foul over toward the Fairview dugout. Count stays 1-2. Top of the second inning. No score between Fort Recovery and the Fairview Apaches. Here's the 1-2. Woohoo, stayed inside just a bit. It's 2-2. Sidney Merritt thought that was strike three. It didn't miss by much, I got to admit. Here's the 2-2. And that is hit right to the second baseman on a line drive. Well, she got good aluminum on it, but right at the second baseman. And so the line out is the first out of the inning, and that'll bring up Kylie Post, the Indians catcher. Post will stand in right-handed against Sidney Merritt. A pitch from her. That is a pop-up. Short right field going out. Right fielder comes in and makes the grab. So quickly, two outs for Fort Recovery. The Indians are putting the bat on the ball. It's just the proverbial hitting them where they are, not where they ain't. And so they've only had one runner thus far. Here's Brittany Tebbe stands in, first baseman. And she golfs one right back to the pitcher. It's a line drive right back to the pitcher, so it doesn't take long. In fact, those last two outs each were made on one pitch. In the middle of the second inning, it is Fort Recovery nothing and Fairview nothing here on Jay Country 101, and we're back right after these words.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Portside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Back here at Fairview High School, just north of Sherwood, Ohio, way up in the northwestern part of the state. Good hour and 45-minute drive by bus for Fort Recovery. We will make it into the second, bottom of the second inning. No score between Fort Recovery and Fairview. And leading it off for the Apaches. And here's a high fly ball center field, but right under it and making the grab for Fort Recovery was the center fielder, and that was Emma Will. She tracked it down. It was pretty well hit. This park is symmetrical. It's 195 feet down each foul line and 195 feet to dead center field. So one pitch, one out. Kind of a loud out, but it was an out. And now here is Bethany Schinninger. Stands in there, and the pitch to her is low for a ball. Right-handed hitter. Holman looking in for the sign. Goes right back to work from the circle. Here's the wind and the pitch. That swing and a miss on a high hard one that just wasn't there for the hitter. It's 1-1. A ball and a strike. One out and nobody aboard for Fairview. Here's the pitch. That's low for a ball. It's two balls and a strike. Holman trying to sit down her fifth straight hitter so far. She looks in, gets her sign, and now she'll come to the plate. And that's high and all the way to the screen. That one was just held on too long. Well, she goes 3-1 on the hitter. So Schinninger is now just a pitch away from getting a free pass. Looks in. Holman. Here comes the pitch. And that is chopped foul down the first baseline. So the count has gone full. It's now 3-2. Three balls and two strikes. Payoff pitch coming in from Holman. Looks at her armband with all the notes about the hitters. Here comes the payoff pitch. And it's a little roller out to second base. Up, easy throw, and got the out. And she just hit it off the end of the bat, and so the string continues. That's five straight hitters and five straight outs for Fairview. Now here is the opposing pitcher for the Fairview Apaches, Sydney Merritt. She'll stand in right-handed. And Jenna Holman facing her adversary on the mound. Here comes the first pitch. That is swung on and missed. Strike one. Had only one strikeout on each side so far. Just one hit, one base runner, and that didn't last long with two outs for Fort Recovery. There's strike two called. Merritt held up, but it caught the inside corner. Good pitch. I'm close. I've got a very good view here. I could almost umpire from my seat. They're not going to let me, though. 0-2 is the count. Jenna Holman fires slower, and it bounced up there. Comes back to the screen. She was just trying to get her to go fishing on that one. Didn't happen. But she's still ahead in the count, a ball and two strikes with two out and nobody on here in the last of the second inning. Here's the wind and the pitch. That is fouled to the screen. Count holds at 1-2. Jenna Holman looks at her notes on her wrist. Comes in. Here she comes with the pitch. And this is low. And the count's even at 2-2. She's trying to get Merritt to go fishing, but Merritt's not taking the bait. 2-2 is the count. And Holman taking quite a bit of time between pitches. Now she goes to the mound. Here's the wind and the pitch. Swing and a miss. Took something off and floated it by her. Second strikeout for Holman. And the Apaches go 1-2-3 again. At the end of two innings, we are still scoreless between Fort Recovery and the Apaches of Fairview here on Jay Country 101. And having a little difficulty here with our little system. It's kind of hard to see out in the sunshine today, so bear with us. Yeah, I don't think it's going to go. Well, we can tell you that we go on to the third inning. And for the Indians, they will be looking at the bottom of their batting order as they're going to be going with... I looked to the wrong side. Coming up is Kayla Heitkamp. Kayla Heitkamp up here for the Indians. And she takes ball one to lead off the third inning. This game moving right along here at Fairview. There's a wind in the pitch, swing and a miss. Couldn't come up with it. 1-1. A ball and a strike to Kayla Heitkamp. Alexis Greasy would bat second. Here's a pitch. That's outside. It's 2-1. Fort Recovery has had the only hit and the only base runner in the game so far. That was in the first inning when Ella Shane had a hard hit single to short. Here's a hard hit shot. That's clearly in the left field for a hit. So Heitkamp just drills it right out into left field for the single. That's the second hit for the Indians. They've got the leadoff runner aboard. And that'll bring up Alexis Greasy. Greasy will stand in. Left fielder for the Indians. Golden opportunity here. Get the leadoff runner on base. And so they now. I'm going to have a little time out here to talk something over. I don't know what they are talking about, but they are talking things over. Yeah, they're looking at the catcher for the Apaches. I don't know, she may have gotten hit by the bat when the ball on the swing, but they're going to let her take a couple of pitches to see that she is okay. But I think she is okay. Yeah, they're letting her take a couple of pitches just to make sure she is all right. That's good. Take care of the young ladies. All right, I think we're ready. So, nobody out, and Heitkamp at first base. And now here's Alexis Greasy. Sydney Merritt looking in for Fairview. Checks the runner pitch. It's a bunt. It's a good one. They have no play at second. They'll throw the runner out at first. That advances Heitkamp down to second. So it's a sacrifice bunt for Greasy. She's the first out. So the sacrifice works like a charm. Top of the batting order now. And that'll bring up Emma Will. She was a strikeout victim looking back in the first inning. Indians have a runner at second base. The pitch, that is a hit. Oh, just foul down the third baseline. That was close. That could have been an easy scoring play and a double, but it just went foul before it got to the bag. So it's nothing and one. We're in the third inning. No score, but the Indians are threatening. Here's the pitch. That's ball outside. It's 1-1. 1-1 is the count. Runner down at second. That is Kayla Heitkamp. Here's the pitch. Swing and a fly ball to left. And that one is foul. It was pretty well hit, and they were looking down the line, and they were signaling, nope, foul ball. So a long, loud strike and makes the count now 1-2. Will stand back in for the Indians. Here's the pitch, and that is hit down to the third baseman. They'll throw back to second. No, they didn't get her. They were trying to get the lead runner, couldn't do it. It was caught, so the out was made, but Will is out now with two out. That was a heck of a diving catch there by the third baseman. So there's two out, runner at second, and here's Ava Greasy, and she hits it out into right center field. That's to the fence. That's going to drive in a run. Scoring from second base is Heitkamp, and into second with an RBI double is Ava Greasy. She ripped the first pitch to the right center field fence, drives in a run, and Fort Recovery has taken the first lead. It is 1-0 Indians. So a nice RBI double for Greasy. And now a bluff by the runner. She won't advance. Ella Shane stands in. She got a hit, a rocket that bounced off the shortstop. Chance here to drive another run in. The pitch, that is hit towards second. Second baseman up, though, makes the play to first. That'll end the inning. But it's a scoring inning for the Indians here in the third. They get a run on two hits and leave one aboard. In the middle of the third inning now, here at Fairview High School outside of Sherwood, Ohio, it is now 1-0 as it is the Indians of Fort Recovery leading here on J Country 101, WPGW Portland. So a scoring inning for the Indians, and they take the early 1-0 lead here. A leadoff single by Kayla Heitkamp. Alexis Greasy then sacrificed her to second. And one out later then, Ava Greasy rips a double to the right center field fence, driving in the run. That's how the inning ended, but it is a scoring inning for the Indians. They now have a run on three hits. And for the Fairview Apaches, they have yet to get a base runner. And their designated hitter or designated player, Adrian Peck, stands in there. against Jenna Holman. Holman looks in. Holman winds, fires way high into the screen. Held on to that one way too long. Ball and no strikes. Beck leading off the third inning for Fairview. Jenna Holman looks, winds, fires, swing and a miss. Took it right by her. Evens a count and a ball and a strike. One and one the count. Here comes the pitch, and that swung on and missed. Again, just a good fastball, and just blew it by her. So now it's one and two. Nobody on, nobody out. Bottom of the third inning, 1-0 Fort Recovery leads. Here comes the pitch, and that is hit right back to the pitcher, picking up Holman. Easy throw to first, one gone. She just put the glove down right between her legs, and the ball was there. So one out, and that brings up Madison Sharp, center fielder for Fairview. So far, Jenna Holman has faced seven batters, and she's retired seven batters. Sharp stands in, another right-handed hitter. Holman winds, fires. She offered at it. It's a strike. Almost looked like she was trying to bunt her way aboard, and she didn't get it, but it's strike one. Nothing in one. Number nine hitter is Samantha Kuhlman on deck. Here comes the pitch. That is hit foul out of play and behind us. It's nothing in two. We're sitting here out in the sunshine today. Kind of a hazy sunshine, but it's sunshine. Much different than yesterday. Nothing in two is the count. Holman fires, and it's fouled out of play again. So it's holding at nothing and two to Madison Sharp. Samantha Kuhlman waits on deck. The windup and the pitch. And she gets her on strikes. So that is the second out of the inning. And now here's Samantha Kuhlman. Kuhlman stands in, left-handed hitter, number nine hitter in the lineup for the Apaches. Holman looks in, fires. Yeah, it's a strike on the corner. She started to offer like she was going to bunt, but it's a strike anyway.
Protect the outside.
Nothing in one. Two out, nobody aboard here in the third. And now we see a little ambidextrous. We're seeing switching to the other side. She started off left. Now she goes right. You don't see this one. You don't see many switch hitters like this. Here's the pitch, and that is hit in the air, and the third baseman comes in and makes the grab. Three up and three down again for Fairview. And so far, Holman has faced nine batters and retired all of them in order. So at the end of three innings, it is Fort Recovery 1 and Fairview nothing. Just a note to our board.
There are a lot of things you encounter running your farm that you just can't explain to someone in a New York City cubicle over the phone. Hi, I'm Gavin Tobe with Fort Recovery Insurance. I'm your neighbor, and a lot of what you encounter, I encounter too. I've worked with your neighbors to help solve their insurance problems both on and off the farm. You've got unique farming challenges, and I've got unique solutions. We are your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group. Visit us at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Boars Welding and Steel, just north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, would like to salute the Fort Recovery Indians. Boars Welding is an expert in commercial welding and steel fabrication with a portable shop that can come directly to your farm or business. When you need specialized welding and brazing or steel fabrication, the place to go is Boars Welding, just 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, and proud of our Fort Recovery Indian teams. Boar's Welding.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Have you been limping by with an outdated manure spreader? Archway released the new X-Series models in both a 700 and 900 cubic foot capacity. These rugged boxes feature the best spread pattern in the industry, along with a limited lifetime warranty on the apron chain. A guillotine-style slop gate and flared sides make for easy loading. Pair with flotation tires or advanced scales for efficient spreading in your field. Get in on the action. Contact us at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery to start farming Archway today.
Whether you're looking for more storage, a party building, or just looking for somewhere to spend your free time, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company can help. They offer free estimates on buildings or shops. Stop by the Fort Recovery Lumber Company to talk about your building plans, and they can give you a rough estimate over the phone. The Fort Recovery Lumber Company can also give you an estimate from the comfort of your home by filling out the online estimate form at frlbuildings.com. Let the Fort Recovery Lumber Company help you with your future building plans.
Hi, this is Jerry Kaup of Kaup Pharmacy. At Kaup Pharmacy, we can take care of all your healthcare needs, including oxygen in your home. Our trained home service representatives deliver, set up, and train you on this oxygen equipment. We routinely check our oxygen equipment and patients to make sure they are getting the service they need. We have oxygen concentrators, tanks, portable oxygen concentrators. So call us at 419-375-7007 and ask us how we can take care of your home oxygen needs. We are Kaup Pharmacy, caring for people like family.
Back here at Fairview, something brewing here for the Indians. The only play here for Fairview, as with two runners on, a bunt, it's a sacrifice, and the Indians suddenly have runners at second and third. Callie Wendell led off, well, at one out. Callie Wendell singled, and then Kylie Post singled. Debbie then sacrificed them both over, and so now, with two outs, here is Kayla Heitkamp. And a strike is called there. It is 1-0 in favor of Fort Recovery. But the Indians have runners at second and third here in the top of the fourth inning with two out. And here's the pitch. That's low in the dirt for a ball. Runners bluffing off the bags, but they can't do anything. But they're keeping it interesting out there for the defense with Colin Pfaff. Heitkamp stands in. She scored the first run last inning. This is a foul tip for strike two. So it's a ball and two strikes. And Heitkamp will stand back in. Boy, a hit here would really break this one open. Here's the pitch. That bounces up there and blocked nicely by the catcher. Or that could have been a wild pitch, which would have scored a run. It's 2-2 now. The runner at third is Wendell. Post is down at second. Here is Merritt firing the pitch. Strike three called. And that will get her out of the inning. Boy, a real opportunity there for Fort Recovery, but they cannot. They get two hits. They leave runners at second and third, middle of the fourth inning. Fort Recovery 1 and Fairview nothing. We're back in 1 minute on J Country 101.
Residue management needs with a Case IH VT Flex 435 vertical tillage tool. Effective field preparation is made easy with fast on-the-go gang angle adjustments from 0 to 12 degrees. Get uniform cloud sizing and residue distribution for an optimal field finish from the Tiger Paw Crumbler. Plus, the VT Flex 435 is equipped with 20-inch Case IH Earth Metal VT Wave Blade, cast iron nodular spools, and large arbor bolts to withstand tough field conditions season after season. To learn more, stop by Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery and get ready for flexible soil management.
Your home is your biggest investment, and at the St. Henry Bank, we can show you how you can make the equity you've built up in your home work for you. With a home equity loan from the St. Henry Bank, you can use the money to make your home improvements, consolidate credit card debt, pay for college, take that dream vacation you've always wanted. The St. Henry Bank helps you unlock endless possibilities. Stop in and see us today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Well, we move to the bottom of the fourth inning. Jenna Holman so far has just been spectacular for the Indians. Here's a ball hit in the air down the right field side. It's foul. Just foul. Holman has faced nine batters. All outs. So far, Fairview does not have a base runner. Kayla Mavis, leadoff hitter, and she led off back in the first by grounding the second. And she fouls this one to the screen, and she's down nothing and two. Fort Recovery got one run in the third inning and threatened big time, had runners on second and third, but could not get them in here in the top of the fourth. Down the bottom of the fourth, they lead one to nothing. Holman fires, and this pitch is hit out to second base, up bobbled by the second baseman, and the runner's going to be safe. It was just a little nubber off the end of the bat. It dropped. She couldn't field it. That basically is an infield single because that was just, you know, I won't call that an error, but it was just kind of a bloop single to the right side in no man's land. So now the tying run for Fairview is on first in Kayla Mavis, and now here is Brooklyn Sims with a runner at first and nobody out. And she looks, and the ball is going to get through and go all the way to the backstop, and the runner will move to second. She offered at the pitch, and so it is a strike, but never hit it, and the ball went on. So that had to be a pass ball, unfortunately. But now the runner's at second base. Nobody out. Fairview threatening here in the last of the fourth. Here's the windup and the pitch. And she takes high for a ball. Runner off the bag, but not advancing. It's a ball and a strike. Brooklyn Sims grounded to shortstop her first time up. Jenna Holman looking in. Left-handed hitter, right-handed pitcher. Here comes the pitch. And she ran up, and it's strike called. It's one and two. She looked at it, kind of acted like she was going to slap it. Tech took it, and it was off the corner. So it's now one and two. And here's Sims. Sims waiting, stands back in. Holman looks, winds, fires, takes it up high for ball two. It's two and two. Runner at second and one out. Here is Sims, and the pitch to her. She takes ball three. Three and one. Nobody out and a runner at second for Fairview. Here in the last of the fourth, it's 1-0. Fort Recovery leading, clinging to that lead right now. Sims, left-hander, stands back in. Holman needs a strike. Here comes the pitch, and she didn't get it. Ball four. It was off the plate for a walk. So the first two runners have reached with a hit and a walk. Runners at first and second, and now the number three hitter in the lineup, Courtney Grinnell, who struck out back in the first inning. Two runners aboard and nobody out. She stands in right-handed. Grinnell waits. Holman looks in. Holman winds, fires. That's low in the dirt. 1-0 the count. Coleman could use a strikeout or an infield pop or something with the infield fly. Need something. Here's a 1-0 pitch. That swung on a miss. That evens the count 1-1. One ball, one strike, nobody out, and runners at first and second for Fairview here in the last of the fourth. Holman looks in. Here she comes again. And that is fouled off the right side and out of play. So now Holman is ahead in the count 1-2. Now's where she really would love to get strike three. Courtney Grinnell will stand back in. Right-handed hitter. Right-handed pitching of Holman. Runners on their bags, first and second. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. Check swing. It's low, ball two. 2-2. Grinnell back to the plate. Holman. She winds. And here comes the 2-2. And that hit the bat. It was an excuse me, hit the bat, and goes foul, so it stays 2-2. She just kind of had the bat out there, just kind of nubbed off of it. No damage done. The count is still 2-2. Grinnell stands back in there. A wind up in the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Big, big strikeout. That's the first out of the inning. Now to bring up Lexi Taylor. She hit a fly ball to center. Pretty well hit last time. She's the cleanup hitter for the Fairview Apaches. Runners at first and second now with one out. And the pitch that is fouled right at the plate bounces off her knee. Nothing in one. You just tell the way she's up there. She wants something to hit. Runners at first and second. One out. 0-1 the count. Holman's pitch is hit out into center field. Center fielder cannot get it. Rounding third and heading for home. Now they're going to hold him. They had a hold up because the runners thought that was going to be caught. But I mean right to the fence in center field. So that's going to go as a hit, and the bases are loaded. At third base now is Mavis. At second base is Sims. At first base is Taylor. And now that brings up Bethany Schinninger with the bases loaded and only one out for Fairview. Sacks are full. Schinninger waits in there. She bounced out to second her first time. Here's the pitch. And she hits it in the air. And the shortstop calling and making the grab, and the infield fly rule is called. So nobody can advance. That's a big out right there. So now there are two outs. That makes it a little easier for the defense. So two gone, and now here's Sydney Merritt, the pitcher. Pitcher against pitcher. Merritt struck out her first time. Bases loaded, two outs now for Fairview. Here's the pitch, and it's popped straight up. There's a play on it over at first. Grabbed, and the Indians get out of the inning. It went over in front of the Fort Recovery dugout, and it was grabbed there on the play by Brittany Tebby. And even though Fairview loads the bases, they leave the bases loaded. At the end of four, it's Fort Recovery 1. Fairview nothing. Back in 1 minute on Jay Country 101.
Promotion from within the company is huge, and it's very much supported by the owners.
At Cooper Farms, we value hard work and dedication toward bettering yourself, and we reward that. We know that our team members are the key to our success.
We offer them classes. We help them try to get to that next level. We want them to learn. The people are our asset.
Apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
JR Manufacturing is a proud sponsor of Indian Athletics. One of the world's leading suppliers of automotive safety and seating products, JR Manufacturing is a dynamic and rapidly growing company offering many employment opportunities for top-notch talent. Find specific openings for employment on the Hometown Opportunities website or jrmanufacturing.net. JR Manufacturing, a big company with a hometown touch. Best wishes to the Fort Recovery Indians.
Well, Fort Recovery dodged a major bullet that inning as Fairview had runners on second and third with no outs, ended up having the bases loaded with one out, but the Indians get out of it without Fairview scoring. And now for Fort Recovery, it's the top of the batting order coming up here in the top of the fifth inning. And leading it off is Emma Will, and she shoots it out past the shortstop in the left field for a base hit. So a great way to start the inning for Fort Recovery. So Will has her first hit of the night. Yep, check that. That was actually Alexis Greasy who gets the hit. I was one ahead of myself. So Greasy is on it first. Now it's Will, and she pops it up. First baseman going over right, and it's going to drop for a hit. Throw to second. Did they get her? Yes, they did. The runner had to hold it first, but it just happened to drop in. They alertly picked up the ball and fired it to second and got her by a half step. So that actually will go, 9-6 covering for the first out. And reaching actually with now a fielder's choice is what they have to call that. So the runner is out, and then Greasy on the fielder's choice, no hit. And now the hitter is Ava Greasy. She's got a strike on her. Now one out, and a runner is at second base. And there's a little roller to second. Second baseman will get it underhanded. Runner moves to third on the play. So now, moving on to third base is Will, as Greasy is out 4-3. That's the second out. Here's a fly ball toward the right side. Second baseman grabs it. So after a leadoff single and what looked like could be a big inning, didn't happen. The fly out ends the inning. We're in the middle of the fifth, and it's still Fort Recovery 1 and Fairview nothing on J Country 101.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Forsyth Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Adrian Gruby of Fort Recovery would like to thank those of you who have placed your trust in Gruby Auctioneering and Chateau Real Estate for your auctioneering and real estate needs. Adrian Gruby also takes this time to salute the Fort Recovery Indians athletic teams. Thanks for representing our community in a way that makes all of us proud. Serving the Mercer and Jay County areas with the finest in auctioneering and real estate services, Gruby Auctioneering and Chateau Real Estate, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Adrian Peck leads off the bottom of the fifth inning for Fairview and takes the first pitch for a ball from Jenna Holman. Peck was out on a roller right back to the pitcher first time up. She stands in right-handed. Here's Holman's pitch, and that is hit down to the third baseman. Nice glove, nice throw, one quick out. So one gone. That goes 5-3. And that'll bring up Madison Sharp. Madison Sharp, the center fielder, who struck out her first time. 1-0 Fort Recovery. Getting a run there in the third inning. But since then, both teams have had major chances and could not get the runner home. Stays 1-0. Pitch. It's a bunt, and it goes foul. So it's strike one. She just tried to tick it to lay it down the first base line, but no go. It went foul. Sharp stands in. She's the center fielder for the Apaches. Jenna Holman. Al Wines fires, and that is hit out towards second. Second baseman up, throwing, and got her. Close play, but they get her. So now there's two outs in the inning. And that brings up Samantha Kuhlman, right fielder. She bounced out, actually popped out to the third baseman, her first sideout. Two out, nobody on for Fairview here in the last of the fifth. Getting late in this game, and it's been a quick one. Here's the pitch. That is a hit right down to the third baseman. Grabbed it, throw, got her, and that was a quick inning. 1-2-3 go the Apaches in the fifth. At the end of five, it is still Fort Recovery 1 and Fairview nothing. We're back in 1 minute on Shea Country 101.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Did you know the most stable skid steer on earth is now even more powerful? The L234 Super Boom Skid Steer Loader from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery offers 90 horsepower with increased hydraulics, breakout force, lift capacity, and comfort. You get the superior visibility, stability, and easy maintenance you expect from New Holland. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today to learn more about the high-performance New Holland L234 Skid Steer Loader.
The Fort Recovery Lumber Company's goal is to make the building process as easy as possible for you from start to finish. The Fort Recovery Lumber Company has developed a website specifically for pole buildings to better suit you. Get an estimate, learn about the building process, view options for building materials, view finished products, and so much more. Go online to frlbuildings.com or stop by the Fort Recovery Lumber Company on Wabash Road and look over the many building options they have available.
Jetta Holman leads off the top of the sixth for Fort Recovery, and the Indian pitcher takes strike one on the first pitch from Sydney Merritt. Here comes the pitch, and that is grounded up and into center field for a base hit. That is hit number seven of the game for Fort Recovery. Yet they only have one run. They would like to get some insurance here. So they get the leadoff runner on, and Callie Wendell comes up. Callie has singled in two trips to the plate. Hit the ball harder first time up also. Runner at first, nobody out here in the sixth. That pitch, it gets through and goes on to the backstop, and the runner will move to second. On the wild pitch, that advances Holman down to second base. It's ball one on Callie Wendell. Now she's got a chance if she can poke one somewhere to maybe drive in a run. Here's the pitch. And she hits it down third baseman, grabs the ball, long throw to first, not in time. And they tried then to throw back to third, but on the play, it is Holman ending up at third base.
Catcher number 28, Kylie Pope.
Well, they did call her out at first. Boy, sure looked like she beat it, but they say, no, they got her at first. But on the play, Holman is able. And there's a shot out into the outfield, and that will score a run. Goes all the way to the fence. They'll play it, though, and come in at the single. So Wendell singles out to left, drives in a run, and scoring is Holman. So the Indians make it a 2-0 ball game. It is 2-0 as Holman leads off and ends up scoring on the single by Kylie Post. So Post with her first hit, and now coming up will be Kyla Heitkamp, I think. No. Her, Debbie is coming up. Callie Wendell was out on a bang-bang play at first. I thought she was going to be safe, but they called her out, which was the first out of the inning, and then the single by Post, and now it's Tebby. Meaning it's a mound, and I think they're also making a defensive switch for Fairview, as apparently they're going to bring in a different pitcher. Now let's step out for a break while they're figuring all this out. We'll be back in 30 seconds on Shea Country 101.
Your home is your castle, but do you have a round table of knights to constantly guard your castle? Hi, I'm Eric Brackman with Fort Recovery Insurance with an even better solution. Let's put together a policy with Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, and we can provide you with a Simply Safe security system for free. I think it's better than a moat to guard your castle and no digging required. Call me for details, and let's keep your castle protected. FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Well, it's a pitching change for Fairview, as they're going to bring in the young lady that has been the designated player in Adrian Peck to pitch. It is 2-0 now in favor of Fort Recovery as they have scored a run here in the sixth. And what a big insurance run that was, and they are still batting. So as play resumes, the Indians have a runner at first, and there is one out. And the batter now is Tebby. And she takes a strike. Tebby has sacrificed, also lined out. Runner at first. That is Kylie Post. A run has scored here in the inning. This pitch swung on and missed. She throws hard. Peck, a hard-throwing right-hander. Ahead in the count, nothing and two. Standing back in is Tebby. Wants to make some contact. She fouls it to the screen. It ricochets right back to the pitcher. So it's nothing and two. Runner at first, one out and one in, and Fort Recovery leads 2-0 now. Here's the 0-2 pitch. That's foul that'll play. Count staying 0-2 as Tebby still trying to figure it out. She just needed to swing just milliseconds earlier. And she'd probably get good aluminum on the bat, on the ball. Okay, here comes Peck's pitch. And it's fouled again. Out of play to the right side. So it's a battle between Peck and Tebby. We're in the top of the sixth inning, and Fort Recovery leads by a score of 2-0 over the Fairview Apaches. Here's the wind and the pitch, and that is chop foul, and comes back almost, in, well, right in front of me, screen in between. It stays, nothing and two. Host down at first base. Here in the sixth, Fort Recovery up 2-0. Pitch to Tebby, and she checked swing, and it was outside. Didn't miss by a lot. 1-2. So Tebby is making Peck work. A ball and two strikes. Tebby stands back in. Right-hander waits. Here's the pitch. And she hits a foul again. She keeps wasting the pitches that Peck puts in there, making her throw more and more and more and more. It stays a ball and two strikes. Here's the wind and the pitch. And that's outside and high, and it's 2-2. So it's two balls and two strikes now on Brittany Tebby. Down at first base, Kylie Post, one out. A run has scored here in the sixth. Here's the pitch. That's strike three. That's on the corner. And it was. That is the second strike, or a second out of the inning. And now here's Kayla Heitkamp. Heitkamp is 1-for-2. She singled and scored the first Indians run back in the third inning. And she was a strikeout victim last time. So Heitkamp will stand up there with a runner at first. And now two outs in the inning. The Indians with a 2-0 lead here in the sixth. Needing just six more outs, and they could advance here in the tournament. Here's a pitch. That's high for a ball to Heitkamp. On deck is Alexis Greasy. Greasy thought she had a hit last time, ended up being a fielder's choice. Here's a swing and a miss. 1-1 on Heitkamp. That was a ball the right fielder almost got, second baseman almost got. They picked it up off the bounce and threw out the runner going from first to second. 1-2. That's a little high. It's ball two. Two balls and a strike on on Kayla Heitkamp. Peck back to the plate. Swing and a miss. Count is now 2-2. So Heitkamp looking for one to hit. Here is Adrian Peck, and she looks in and she fires. Swing and a miss, and that'll end the inning. but the Indians score a big insurance run. One run, couple of hits, and a runner left on base. Middle of the sixth, it's now Fort Recovery 2 and Fairview nothing. Back in 1 minute on J Country 101 WPGW Portland, Indiana.
Fours Welding and Steel, just north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, would like to salute the Fort Recovery Indians. Fours Welding is an expert in commercial welding and steel fabrication with a portable shop that can come directly to your farm or business. When you need specialized welding and brazing or steel fabrication, the place to go is Boers Welding, just 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49. And proud of our Fort Recovery Indian teams. Boers Welding.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Has a doctor or healthcare provider prescribed infusion treatment for you or your loved one? Kalp Pharmacy can help bring a small part of hospital-level care to your home by providing sterile IV medications compounded on our premises. We do insurance verifications, on-call support from pharmacists, clinical monitoring, reporting to healthcare providers. So call Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio at 800-686-2314 for IV home-based treatment. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Kayla Mavis leads it off for... There's a ball that is hit, and that is a nice hit to the fence. Going to second, now on to third with a stand-up triple is Mavis. She just ripped that one to the fence in right, and on one pitch, there's a runner within scoring distance for the Fairview Apaches. So Mavis rips a triple to the fence, and now she's on third, and here is Brooklyn Sims. In the sixth, it's 2-0 Fort Recovery. Jenna Holman trying to work out of another jam. She'll fire, and it's fouled to the screen. And Sims was trying the old slap-a-roo. Didn't get it, just fouled it off. Runner at third, nobody out. Boy, how big was that insurance run that Fort Recovery scored in the top of the inning. They lead it 2-0, but Fairview is threatening. Sims looks for the ball. 1-1. Mavis came up there and just hit the first pitch and just towering it. It barely stayed in the park. She was on third before you knew it. Here's a 1-1 count. And the pitch is a slapper foul to the third base side. It's now a ball and two strikes. So Sims behind in the count now, 1-2. Holman would love to see a strikeout here. Runner at third, leads away. Well, can't lead really, but would be. Here's a pitch taken for a ball. It's 2-2. Runner at third, nobody out. Last of the sixth inning. Holman looks back in, fires. And that is fouled off the screen. She's out of play. 2-2. The winner of this game goes on to play at Wayne Trace on Friday at 5. But first, we got to decide this one. Jenna Holman will look in. Holman winds, fires, and it's a slap out toward third base. The runner will come. They'll throw it home, and no, safe. They got the out at first. The relay was quick, but the runner was quicker. And so Mavis scores from third on the ground out. It's now a 2-1 ball game. And one out. And now here's Courtney Grinnell. It's a 2-1 ball game. As the Apaches finally cross the plate here in the sixth. But again, how big was that insurance run that Fort Recovery got in the top of the inning? Wow. 2-1. Now nobody aboard for Grinnell. She has struck out twice in two trips to the plate. Jenna Holman, third time through the lineup, it usually gets hard. Here's the pitch from Holman. Swing and a miss. He just tempted her with kind of the high hard one, and she couldn't catch up to it. Nobody on now as that run scored. That play at home was very close, but I agree, she was safe. Here's the pitch. This is hit foul down the third baseline, and quickly it's nothing and two. Nothing and two now on Courtney Grinnell. Ullman looks back in. Grinnell stands in, right-handed hitter. Here's the windup and the pitch. Swing and a miss. Big strikeout. That's the second out of the inning. And that will bring up Lexi Taylor, the first baseman. She's hit a fly ball to center and has singled in two trips up. Court Recovery now clinging to a one-run lead again. It's 2-1. We are in the last of the sixth inning. And here's Taylor. And here's Holman's first pitch. And it's taken for a ball. One and nothing. This game has moved right along, barely an hour and 5 minutes, and we're in the last of the six. Here's the windup on the pitch. That's low, and it's 2-0. 2-0 for Taylor. Nobody on and two out. A run has scored for Fairview here in the sixth. Here comes the windup on the pitch by Holman, and that's a called strike on the inside corner. Long look at it by the umpire, but he said, yep, it's a strike. Count is now 2-1. Taylor back in. Right-hander against right-hander. And Holman fires. And that's strike two. That pitch is in the exact same place the previous one was. Right at the knees on the inside corner. 2-2. And now here's Taylor. Have to protect. Holman fires it, and it's hit in the air. Center field, center fielder coming in. Got it. Third out of the inning. But Fairview gets a run on one hit. Nobody left. We move on to the seventh. It's now Fort Recovery 2 and Fairview 1 back after these words on J Country 101.
Ever wondered how the Farmall got its name? Here's an abbreviated list of some of the jobs Case IH Farmall can do. Baling, cutting hay, feeding, hauling, loading, pulling, raking, cleaning barn, mixing feed, fertilizing, mowing, chopping, seeding, clearing, irrigating, furrowing, cultivating, hitching, digging, emergency tow, harrowing, hoisting, leading parades, excavating, grading. Well, let's make it simple. This tractor does it all. So no matter what you're doing, can do comes in red. Farmall. Learn more at Hull Brothers in Port Recovery.
The St. Henry Bank is a fifth-generation family-owned company, and we take pride in serving our local communities when it comes to all of your banking needs with all types of checking accounts and savings accounts, IRAs, home loans, commercial loans, farm loans, student loans, and more. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com for all of your online banking needs. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here we go to the seventh. A 2-1 ball game as Fort Recovery leads, and leading off the top of the batting order in Emma Will, and she takes ball one from Adrian Peck, who's in relief on the mound out there. Pitch to her, and that's foul to the screen, evens the count at 1-1. Through six innings, Fort Recovery 2 runs, 8 hits, and Fairview 1 run and 3 hits. 2-1, though, is the score, and Fort Recovery clinging to that 1-run lead here in the seventh. The wind and the pitch, and that's fouled to the screen, and it's a ball and 2 strikes. Well, that insurance run that the Indians got last inning was so big, it'd be nice now to get another insurance run to see if they could possibly stretch it out. They lead 2-1. Here's the 2-1 pitch, and it's low. It's 2-2. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Will has struck out. Popped out to third, and popped out to the shortstop. This one is low and inside, and it's ball three. So it's a 3-ball and 2-strike count on Emma Will leading off the seventh for Fort Recovery. And here comes the payoff pitch. And that's in the dirt ball four, and Will is aboard. So Will works the walk, and now that'll bring up Ava Greasy. She is bounced to third, doubled, and grounded to second. So Will steps up there with a runner at first, nobody out. Indians leading and looking for insurance. Here's the pitch. She takes it. No, she takes a riser for a strike. Nothing in one. 0-1 the count. Will stands back in. Adrian Peck looks, fires. That's a little bouncer out to the second baseman who bobbles it, threw it away at second. She would have had a play had she picked it up and been able to throw it, but she threw it wildly. That will be an error, and reaching on the E4 is Greasy. On its second now is Emma Will. Her check at Will. Yeah, we had Greasy. I'm sorry, I'm a player. I'm a batter behind. It was Alexis Greasy that actually earned the walk, and now she's at second. Will is the one that reaches. Here's the ball, fouled off to the right side. So it's 0-2 against Ava Greasy. Greasy waits and hits it. Ooh, rips a foul. Almost got her teammate in the on-deck circle. Got to be alert when you're in the on-deck circle. Nothing in two is the count. Runners at first and second, and nobody out here in the seventh inning. Fort Recovery trying to add to that 2-1 lead. Here's the pitch. That's in the dirt, bounces away, and comes back to the pitcher, actually. The runners advance on the wild pitch. So now you've got down at third base is Alexis Greasy. And now on at second base is Emma Will, and Ava Greasy chops it off off the base with a foul ball. So the count remains a ball and two strikes. Runners now at second and third for the Indians. A base hit, actually up the middle or to the right side, probably would score two. And here's a pitch that is fouled off to the right side, not a play. It stays a ball and two strikes. Fort Recovery leading 2-1 here in the top of the seventh inning, just outside of Sherwood, Ohio, at Fairview High School, home of the Apaches. Adrian Peck, in relief on the mound for Fairview, looks in. Here comes the pitch, and that is pop foul. Will there be a play? No, it's beyond the screen. So Greasy remains alive. Ava Greasy, a ball and two strikes. It's Alexis Greasy down at third base, and Emma Will at second. Here comes the pitch, and that is hit down the right field side, and it drops for a hit. Two runs will score all the way to the fence. Greasy's going to end up at second. It is 4-1 Fort Recovery. Right fielder put a glove up there and just couldn't come up with it. He was tailing away from her. That's going to be a double for Ava Greasy. She gets two runs batted in, two great big insurance runs as Fort Recovery makes it a 4-1 game. Well, there's that's the insurance that the Indians needed right there. Now they're trying for more. And here is Shane, Ella Shane, with a runner at second. There's a lob in, ends up in the dirt for a ball. Shane has singled and bounced out and popped out the second. One for three. And she fouls this one out of the play. Gets a ball and two strikes. Out at second base is Ava Greasy after the run-scoring double. Made it a 4-1 game in favor of Fort Recovery. Here's the pitch, and that is smacked foul, way foul, off the right side, and now the umpire's out of balls. Needs a couple of more. So they get a couple of new ones. 1-2 remains the count on Ella Shane. Jenna Holman is on deck. Fort Recovery now leading 4-1 here in the top of the seventh inning. Peck looks in. Shane waits. Here's the pitch. And that is hit out right. Second baseman grabs it. I thought it was going to come out of her glove. It was snow cone, but she grabbed it. So there's the first out of the inning. Now here's Jenna Holman. Jenna has bounced to the pitcher, grounded out, singled and scored last inning. Runner at second, one out. And here's a pop-up, foul, and it will stay in the fence, but it drops. Couldn't get to it. Just a strike. Out at second base is Ava Greasy. Two runs have scored in the inning. There's one out. And the hitter at the plate is Jenna Holman, where the count is nothing and one. She might get even another insurance run if she could. Here's the wind and Peck's pitch. And that is chopped out toward the shortstop. Up with it. Now looking, and it gets by her. And that's going to be an error because the glove was on it. Everybody's safe. Runners at first and third now. She made the mistake of looking up right as the ball got there. And so that goes as an error. There's runners now at first and third with one out. Callie Wendell's at the plate. And now the runner will take off, and they won't try to get her at second. So easy steal of second there by Holman. So now it's second and third with just one out. Wendell, chance now to drive in two with a hit. Here comes the pitch, and she pops it. Third baseman backing up and makes the grab, runs into the shortstop, but held on to it. So that is the second out of the inning. And now it'll bring up Kylie Post, who has singled two times in a row since hitting a fly ball to right in the second inning. Second and third with two outs for the Indians. Here's the pitch. That's a strike on the outside corner. Beck trying to get out of this inning without any more damage being done. Indians scored twice already. Here's the pitch. And that's strike two called. Long look in there. The umpire said, yes, indeed. Post. Now down nothing and two. And the pitch is swung out and missed. And that gets Fairview out of the inning. But for the Indians, they add two big insurance runs. And we'll go to the last of the seventh with the Indians up 4-1. Back after these words on Jay Country 101.
Tradition and family values are what shape who we are and what we do at Cooper Farms.
Seeing how proud the owners were of getting involved with the company, not just the third and the fourth generation, but even meeting some of the fifth generation, their involvement in the company is very spectacular.
The owners are available. They're just around. You see them. It's a small company feel in a big global company.
Apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
JR Manufacturing of Fort Recovery since 1998 is a proud sponsor of the Fort Recovery Indian Athletics. We are one of the world's leading suppliers of automotive safety and seating components. At JR Manufacturing, we are people first. We genuinely care about each of our team members. We take pride in our culture, which is built on teamwork and the value of our work. If you're looking for a great place to work, visit jrmanufacturing.net. And best wishes to the Fort Recovery Indians.
Well, we move to the last of the seventh inning, and all the Fort Recovery Lady Indians need is three outs without Fairview scoring three runs. It is 4-1 Fort Recovery, and the Indians three outs away from moving out in the tournament. And it will be Bethany Schinninger to lead things off for the Fairview Apaches here in the seventh. 4-1 the score. Jenna Holman looks in and fires. And the pitch is a strike. Fairview could not score until last inning when they got a run, but the Indians added two big insurance runs here in the top of the seventh and lead 4-1. Here's a pitch, and that is hit out into center field for a base hit. That is just the fourth hit of the game for Fairview. But the leadoff hitter up and on base. And now here's Sydney Merritt. She is struck out and popped out to the first baseman. So the Indians leading 4-1. But the leadoff batter is on for Fairview. And here is Merritt. Started off pitching. And she takes it high and away for a ball. It's amazing what a leadoff hit can do to bolster the confidence of a team. All of a sudden, the Apaches are talking it up big time in their dugout. Holman looks in and fires, and that's swing and a miss. 1-1. One ball, one strike. Nobody out, and a runner at first. 4-1, last of the seventh inning, do-or-die time here for the Fairview Apaches. Here's the pitch, and that is hit in the air. Infield, shortstop there, got it. They'll throw back to first. Runner is returned, but that's the first out of the inning.
Number 20.
So Merritt is retired, and now here's Adrian Peck. She's been up twice. She has bounced out twice, once to the pitcher, once to the third baseman. Runner at first, now one out. Peck will stand in, right-hander against the right-hander Holman. And the pitch. That's hit right to the first baseman, grabs it, steps on the bag, double play, and the game is over. A line shot right to the first baseman who grabbed it. Runner tried to move and was doubled off the base. Nice defensive play in there by Brittany Tebby. And the Indians win the ball game by a score of 4-1, and they advance on to the next round Friday night at Wayne Trace. We'll be back, give you the totals, and talk more about today's game after these words. Back in 2 minutes on 100.9 WPGW Portland.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Adrian Gruby of Fort Recovery would like to thank those of you who have placed your trust in Gruby Auctioneering and Chateau Real Estate for your auctioneering and real estate needs. Adrian Gruby also takes this time to salute the Fort Recovery Indians athletic teams. Thanks for representing our community in a way that makes all of us proud. Serving the Mercer and Jay County areas with the finest in auctioneering and real estate services, Gruby Auctioneering and Chateau Real Estate, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Job opportunities are everywhere you look today, yet not everyone will provide you with the training and tools you need to grow both personally and professionally. At Cooper Farms, we value hard work and dedication toward bettering yourself, and we reward that. We know that our team members are the key to our success. Come see what opportunities await you at Cooper Farms. Apply online today at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
JR Manufacturing is a proud sponsor of Indian Athletics. One of the world's leading suppliers of automotive safety and seating products, JR Manufacturing is a dynamic and rapidly growing company offering many employment opportunities for top-notch talent. Find specific openings for employment on the Hometown Opportunities website or jrmanufacturing.net. JR Manufacturing, a big company with a hometown touch. Best wishes to the Fort Recovery Indians.
Now back here at Fairview High School, Sherwood, Ohio, where the Fort Recovery Indians today defeat the Fairview Apaches by a score of 4-1, and they improved to 11-12 on the season. They advance on to play Wayne Trace in the next round on Friday at Wayne Trace, and that'll be a 5 o'clock game Friday afternoon with the proverbial weather permitting, of course, this time of the year. Today we have beautiful weather and some great hitting and timely hitting for Fort Recovery. This was a game that was dominated by the pitchers until finally the Indians were able to break through against the Apaches in the third inning when they scored. That inning, it was Kayla Heitkamp leading off with a single. She advanced to second and eventually scored on a double by Ava Greasy. That made it 1-0, and it stayed that way until the Indians got a big run in the sixth inning when they scored there as a leadoff hit by Jenna Homan. She went to second on a wild pitch and then scored on a single by Kylie Post, and it made it 2-0 at that point. Fairview got its only run of the game then in the sixth inning when a leadoff triple by Kayla Mavis to the fence barely stayed in the ballpark, and she scored on a ground out, and that was the only time they would cross the plate. The Indians came right back in the seventh inning and added two big insurance runs. The inning started with a walk to Alexis Greasy. She advanced on one by Emma Will, and then scored on a double by Ava Greasy, and that plated two, and the Indians wouldn't look back. Jenna Homan pitched all seven innings, and she got a nice double play to end the game after the leadoff batter got on through a single. There was a line drive to first, and a great play by Brittany Teddy to grab the line drive, and the runner had broken for second, thinking that it was either a foul ball or would be buying the fair. But Tebby, then all she had to do was step on the bag. It was an unassisted double play, and that ended the game as Fort Recovery wins it by a score of 4-1. For the Indians, four runs on nine hits today. And for the Fairview Apaches, they ended up with one run on four hits. And their season ends with a record of 9 wins and 10 losses. But with the win, Fort Recovery is now 11-12, and they will play at Wayne Trace Friday afternoon at 5 o'clock. And we'll have that game on Friday for you right here on J Country 101. We've got Cincinnati Reds baseball coming up here shortly. We've also got the Indiana Pacers later tonight, playoff game at New York against the Knicks. It's all still to come tonight. Our thanks to the folks here at Fairview for their hospitality. Thanks to Paul Yunker, the athletic director, especially for giving me the heads up yesterday that the game was called off because of all the storms before we left on a long hour and 45-minute drive. That was nice to see. And thank him today for helping getting us set up out here. Final score, though, it is Fort Recovery winning it by a score of 4-1, and they advance to Friday's game at Wayne Trace. More sports yet to come here on J Country 101. Our thanks to Eric Catterly for running things back at the studio. I'm Ed Thurman. Thanks for listening, and good night from Sherwood, Ohio.
Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio was being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM, Portland.